It's Star 94.1, and we welcome Amy Rushes. Amy, how are you?
Hey, everybody. I'm really blessed. God bless you.
Amy, let's talk about a young lady from Southern California hooking up with Reverend James Cleveland. Take us through that experience. Tell us about that, would you, Amy?
Wow, that's a great story. Back in the day, before I knew much of anything, I had a rock band.
Okay.
And my boyfriend was into all kinds of music, and he loved gospel music.
Okay.
And he took me to a revival, and he pushed me up to Reverend Cleveland after the service, and he said, "Reverend, you got room for one more?" And Reverend said, "Sure, come on." And it's as simple as that, and that's what happened. And I started singing with the choir, and joined the church, and there it was.
The rest has been history. Now, how has it happened that your family has no background in music?
No.
And you are a talented lady.
No background in music and no real upbringing of church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a miracle twice over.
Wow.
So it's just God's gift. It's what God gifted me to do.
Let's talk about covering.
Yes.
Okay. Why that title?
Well, the premise is, of course, the covering of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, we took, Kurt Carr produced the project, and Kurt wanted to take great gospel songs of the past that people would love. People love them, they know them, but you know Kurt Carr, he's not going to just give you something simple. He's going to put some kind of little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. There's 10 songs on this album that you all know and you all love, but you're going to hear it 2006 way.
Okay. Okay. Now, Kurt Carr, I think he's a genius. How is it working with a Kurt Carr? Is he demanding?
HJ, I agree with you, first of all. He is a genius, and he is not demanding.
Wow.
But, he is so after excellence. And the awesome part about working with someone like that is it pulls out the things in you that you don't even know that you have or that you're capable of. Because he is so excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the blessing of my life working with him.
Our guest, Amy Rushes. Amy, let's talk about a couple of songs.
Sure.
Already Been to the Water.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that.
Already Been to the Water. Well, I always loved that song. But as you know, Vicki Winans sung that song and had a hit on that song, and nobody sings like Vicki Winans.
Hey.
So, I mean, to try to come behind her and do the song kind of like she did it would not, I mean, hello, that's Vicki Winans.
Yeah.
So I said to Kurt, if we do this song, it's got to be different. We got to change it all the way up. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. So it's a whole new version, and I think that you will really, really like it. It's got kind of an urban hip-hop feel, and it's good. It's
okay.
Real good.
How about Holy Ghost?
Holy Ghost. Again, that was a song, as you know, that was a hit back in the day,
mm-hmm.
And we haven't heard it in a while. No one has really recorded it for a while, and Kurt thought that that would be a great song for me to do. Being that people love the song like they do, and he was right, because people love that song.
Now, when one picks up Amy Rush's project, what can they expect?
Joy.
Okay.
Joy. Joy and jubilance and spirit-filled. There's something for everybody on this project. You like to shout, we got it. You like to worship, we got it. You like slow, just reflective song, we got that too. We got something for everybody, and I promise you, when you finish listening to covering, you will feel better than you did before you heard it.
It seems like you had fun doing this project, Amy.
Oh, so much fun. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, amen?
Amen.
So it's all about joy, and for me, it's all about joy and uplift and helping people to get out of themselves, if it not be for 5 minutes, to listen to a track. And when they come away with it, they feel better for having done so.
Wow. Which do you like the best being on the road touring or being in the studio recording?
Oh, I love the studio. I love the studio, but I love people. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I favor one over the other. It's equal. It's absolutely equal. I love doing both so very much.
Amy, where were you when you first heard your song on the radio?
Driving in my car.
Okay. Well, and what kind of excitement did you
get? So excited. I mean, that's a big deal when you hear your song played. You know, it's an awesome thing. And I bless you announcers because you know what? You don't have to play us.
Wow.
But you do, and that's a blessing, and I couldn't thank you enough.
Well, we thank folks like Amy Rushes, who comes up with some great material, has a great voice, so we can do nothing less but to play it, Amy.
Yay!
Let's talk about another song. Let's talk about the worship medley. How did
yes.
you get into that worship medley?
How did we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course I wanted to put worship on this record because that's so very important to us as believers. And again, Kurt got together some songs that he thought would fit, you know, really beautifully together. And he did that. There's three worship songs combined into one. It is a medley. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd be very blessed by it. And then it will usher you into worship.
Where would you say gospel music is headed? It seems like we're into a period of praise and worship, and we were into once a traditional period, contemporary period, quartet period. Where are we now, Amy?
You know what? I think we're all of those things.
Okay.
I think we do it all. And I think right now the movement in the church is heavy for the youth. Heavy, heavy, heavy for the youth. That seems to be what's up in the church arena right now. And music that, you know, us traditional people may not really love that music, but the kids really love it. And I do think that that is something that's happening in the spirit right now, is youth-oriented music, which is going to be hip-hop, and it's going to be urban.
Okay.
It's going to be all of that.
Where can we pick up your music, and is there a website we can go
to? Absolutely.
Okay.
First of all, you can get it in your Christian bookstore. If you don't want to do that and you'd rather just order it online, go to www.amyrushes, like Moses in the bulrushes, RUSHES.com. And HJ, the best part, which we did not speak about,
okay.
30% of the proceeds of every sale of covering will go to Save Africa's Children.
That is a blessing.
Which is founded by my bishop, Bishop Charles E. Blake, West Angeles Church of God in Christ.
Right.
So, listen, everybody that's listening to me now, when you get this record, now you become a part of something bigger than you. And you could have seed in Africa.
That's right.
And you don't even have to go there.
That's true. That's true.
So that's a blessing.
That is a blessing. 30%, Amy?
30%.
That's a blessing.
30% of your money. That's where it will go.
We praise God for you, Amy. You know, I intended to ask you. I'm glad you did mention, you know, Pastor Charles Blake.
Yes.
I intended to ask you about, tell us about Pastor Charles Blake.
Oh, that's my bishop.
Okay.
If integrity had a picture in the dictionary, it should be his picture right there.
All right.
This is a man of integrity. He's an awesome man of God. And I feel so very blessed to be a member of that church.
Our guest, Amy Rushes, pick up the project. Don't forget you can go to amyrushes.com. And 30% of the proceeds will go where, Amy?
Save Africa's Children.
That's a blessing. Our guest, Amy Rushes, covering. Pick it up. Amy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Amy on Star 94.1.